Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Davav. And we are on Davav again, the different fonts we're up to. Right after we spoke about Kafa, Hisiachas HaMenorah on the Ozvahadur and Hema Beis, and the art scroll on top of Vav, Amet Aleph. Says the Gemara, Matzano. So what are we talking about? We're talking about those Kohanim Gedolim who paid for the job. Right, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol in this parak. Shivas Yamim, Kodem, the Kohen Gadol was separated and designated, and we said, what about, why is it called the Lishkas Palhedrin? That's where he went. Well, it used to be called the Lishkas Bolvatin, which was a more noble, nicer way of talking, because that was a Bayis Rishon. But Bayis Sheni, things went downhill, and there were many Kohanim Gedolim, and we said there's different numbers given in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi, 80-something, or 300, the Bavli says in Daf Tes. But once we're on that topic, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, so we talk about a number of Ma'amari Chazal, which will be familiar, at least a form of them, will be familiar to many. So here we go. Matzanu shalacharva bayis barishona. Ela shoya ovdim avodazara umagalam arayas v'shofrei damim. We know, right, we had this in the Bavli on Daf Tes, here in the Yerushalmi. We know the first base of Yiddish was destroyed for the big three Averis, Avodazara, Gili Arayas, and Shvichas Damim. V'chein b'sheni. And the second one also had those Averos, but it had more, as we will see. As we had more, but that's Bayis Rishon. Why are those three Averos the, what we call the cardinal sins? That's learned out from the Gemara, in Maseches Sanhedrin, and Maseches Psachim, the source for the big three. Why are the big three? Two of them are based on Psukim. One of them is based on Svara. Right, Shvichas Damim is my Chazis. Right, I should kill Ruvain, but why is my blood redder than his blood? Right, so my Chazis, and the other two are based on Psukim and Kiseitse. Is there a Dvar Machshava? So we have mentioned, I brought it this time, the Derech Chaim, the Maharal of the beginning of Pirkei Avos, suggests that those three Averis are parallel and opposite of the three pillars upon which the world stands. And therefore, yeah, one has to give one's life, because, you know, if I violate, then I'm undermining the whole world by violating these Averis. Says the Maharal. Umin hadvarim. This is in Mishnah Beis, beginning of Pirkei Avos. Ki kol avir shebator yavar val yehare. Chus b'yavar rog yirai shvichas damim. Ki af im nasnu chachamim svara l'shvichas damim. Even though Chazal gave a svara v'shvichas damim. To my chazis to namach didach sumak tvei. Dilma to chaver chach sumak tvei. Aval gili arayis lo nasnu tam. Rak di alfinan mikra. But gili arayis is only, in his lashon, is only a pasuk. It's only a pasuk. Kid isa bim komo. Aval tam davar zeh. But let me give you a tam. Ki elu gimel averes him hefech elu gimel dvarim sha olam omein alayim. The opposite. Ki ein safek. And then he goes through the two that are more obvious. Ki ein safek ki avodah zara hefech avoda shiel Hashem yisbarach. Avodah zara is the opposite of avoda. V'shvichas damim hu hefech gimilas chasadim. Right, the opposite, murder and chesed. Kizem meitiv la'acher v'oseh lo davar she'ein tzarech lasos v'shvichas damim ma'abdo legamre. So those two he doesn't have to explain too much. Right, that's obvious. But then he's got to work a little bit for the last. V'gili arayis hu hefech ha'torah. How is that? Ki kvar bi'arno l'mala. Ki malas ha'torah shehi aseichal nivdal menachamri legamre. V'ein davar shal yado adam nivdal menachamri rak ha'idei ha'torah v'asichlis. Ein tzarech lazeraya. The most sublime, uplifted, angelic, heavenly activity that a person can be involved in is Torah. The hefech ze gili arayis. Sheholech achar znus vahaguf shi gili arayis ubaze holech achar achomri achu nechshav legamri kmo behema vachamor. Right, and that's why the isha sota brings a carbon with barley, because that's called animal fodder. Kimaisa znus imacho behema. So he quotes the Gemara in Sota. Kibba karbana machzor machal behema shumin asaorim amr Torah hi asta kamaisa behema l'fichal karbana machal behema v'lodavar ze ain tzarach raya ki aznus maisa behema chomris. I don't have to prove that, but that's then he continues. V'im yirtza la'avar va'al yehareg, and if somebody violates hare al kapanim nechshav ki ilu ain la'adam mitzius, it's as if there's no world. Umutav sheyamu zakei val yamus chayev ki kasher u hefech atov kilu ein lo metzias klal. That's what he continues. Then he gets into the Dora Mabel, but that's the big three that he says. That's what the Gemara says here, that the first Beis Hamikdash was the big three, and then the Bavli does not say v'chein b'sheni, but that's what this Yerushalmi says v'chein b'sheni. We continue. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta Amar. It says elsewhere, why isn't it called the Torta? Where we have that son of the ox. There's a medrash that there's that he was inspired that a Jew did business with him, and he was so honest with the ox. And then remember the story that I think it was by Yochanan Turta that he bought an ox, and the ox wouldn't do malacha on Shabbos because he was so used to not doing malacha. So he goes back to the owner and says, "You sold me a crazy ox. It doesn't do malacha every 7 days." So he whispered into the ox's ear, "You're owned by a non-Jew now. You can do malacha." So he started doing malacha, and he was so inspired by this is the power the Jews have, so he converted. So I guess he had to tell the animal after that that he again can't do malacha, but that's Turta. Turta is a shor. So I think that that's why he was named that. Anyway, welcome to Turta. Amar Matzanu Shlochava Shilo. Why was Shilo destroyed? Again, it's the Gemara, interesting here, calls it a Churban Shilo. Rav Soloveitchik writes in his writings about the Tisha B'Av that in the keynotes on Tisha B'Av, we also talk about the destruction of Shilo. Even though we don't have evidence of a destruction, right? We have a closing down, right? Once the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, they closed Shilo down. They didn't burn it, destroy it. We don't have evidence of that, but it's called a Churban because it was not in use. After 369 years, Shilo was up and functioning until it was closed down. So, Matash Lachover Shilo Elisha Mavazda Samoados. We used to disgrace the Moados. What do you mean Mavazna Samoados? The Karbana Eda. Shaloha you olum Lashama Ragel. We wouldn't be all a ragel. How do you know that? She Elkana Hutzrach Lisavev Are Yisrael Lahadricham Shialu Ragel. As Yerushalmi says back in Brachas, we added the last parak, that Elkana, the wife of Chana, and Penina used to go around getting people to go to Olaregel, right? So it must not have been the thing to do if he had to go around and encourage people. So we were Mavazim Moados. We didn't go be Olaregel, right? In Pirkei Avos, a different pirush is given to Mavazes Amoados, Mavazes Cholamoid. That's how many of the Rishonim there say on Mavazes Amoados there. But here the Karban Eda explains not coming at all. Umachal and Asakachim. And they were mechal kachim, right? The Rashi quotes the psukim by the sons of Eli. They didn't treat the karbanos properly. Matzanu shalochar avabayis parishona elasha yoovde avodizara megale arayis v'shvich hashofen damen avol b'sheni makirin anu osam shahayu yugeim batora nedarim v'zehirin b'mitzvos b'maisrus. But in the b'sheni, we recognize they were yugeim batora, right? They worked hard in Torah and they were zahir in mitzvahs, and they was all here in mitzvahs. They followed a lot of mitzvahs. So v'chol v'ses tova ha'isabhen. They had a lot of wonderful behavior. So why was Bayesheni destroyed? Eloshayu oavines hamamon, also not in the Bavli, the first step. Oavines hamamon v'sonin elul elus in aschinam. Right, by the Bavli just says in aschinam, but here the Yerushalmi adds that they loved money. Maybe that led to the sin aschinam. They loved money more than their friends. And that when we have a different value more than our each other, so then obviously we have sinas chinam. The kasha he sinas chinam she shkula keneged avodah zarah gilei arayis v'shvichas damim. Right, and you see the fact that there was a parallel. The first base of Mikdash was the big three. The second one was sinas chinam. So you see, there's a parallel between the two, and they're on equal footing. Sinas chinam is equal to the big three. And Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Avuna have a yasvin amrin biyoser. Even worse, but Yosef means even worse than the big three. Why? Why is it worse? You see, Shibarisha Nivna, B'Sheni Lo Nivna. The first one was like after 7 years, we're done, we're finished, we're back. And the second one we're still waiting for. So you see, Sinas Chinam is even worse. Or a different formulation, Amar Rabbi Zeira, the Karban Eid explains, they're equal. Not that it's worse, they're equally bad. But Sinas Chinam is harder to do tshuva for. And that's why. Harishonim asu tshuva vahashniyim lo asu tshuva. Right? The first ones, from the Bais Rishon, we did tshuva. The second ones, we did not do tshuva. Stop there for a minute. Again, we're in the middle, but stop there for a minute. The Chafetz Chaim, as we know, got his nickname, based on the Sefer that he wrote, the Chafetz Chaim. He wrote two Sfarim on Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon, and Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim are the halachos of Lashon Hara and Rechilus and the difference between them, and the Shiras HaLashon is the Musar Sefer. So in the first page of Chafetz Chaim, the Hakdama, he has a Hakdama to Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to remind us to do all, and the we're supposed to do all the mitzvahs, Laman Tizkeru, V'lo Daiba Zeh Shnas Alonu Az Klei Chemdaso, Af Gam Tziva Osanu Shalona Azvena. We have to, he gave us the Torah, we have to not leave it. Not like a human who gives a gift, and he'd rather you not have a gift. If I could get the gift back, that would be better. I want my gift back. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants us to keep the gift. And he helps us with the gift by creating a home for him to come down to join us. He sent prophets to keep us on the straight. And we were missing the five things. We still had a Beis HaMikdash, even though we were going down. We could keep all the mitzvahs. And we keep all the mitzvahs which are parallel to the Ramach Iver and Vashas Agidim. Ah, Lubasof Yimei Bayesheni, Gavra Sinas Chinam, the Lashon Hara Beinenu. The Sinas Chinam and the Lashon Hara started rearing its head. Bavorosinu Harabim, Ubavorze, Nechra Vabayis Vagalinu Meartzenu. And because of that, we were exiled. Kedisa Biyoma Bavli Davtes, Ubi Yerushalmi Yuma Perek Aleph. Right, there it is. So he did, he knew Yerushalmi. V'hagam, that he quotes in brackets, hagam sha'gemara nokta sinas chinam, even though the gemaras mentioned only say sinas chinam, hakavana hu gam aloshen hara, she'yod seis bitzara sima. It's obvious, says the Chafetz Chaim, that Lashon Hara was also, because what does sinas chinam lead to? She'yod seis bitzara sima, de'ilav hachi lo hayunen nashim al kach. If the sinas chinam would just be inside and not fester and turn into action, we wouldn't have deserved to be. Because of sinna inside, without action based on it, that wouldn't have done, been caused the korban. It must have that led to, and v'hainu, desayim sham l'lamedcha shekasha sinas chinam k'negar avadogid ashir chasdamim. Zim zim be'erchin, gam b'lashon hara. If I'm a lashon hara, this is a parallel between the sinas chinam chazals and the Lashon Hara Chazals. Umeaz va'ad ata b'chol yom. Anu mitzapim umispalalim. Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyikarev osanu. Kasher evtichanu b'taraso HaKadosh HaVadei Neviyav. Ve'ein miskabel esfilaseinu lefanav. Kemo shamer Chazal. Yom shachar b'yis HaMikdash. Chomash HaBazel. Ube'emez lo alav chas v'shalom hutzulu nasenu. We're not complaining to Hashem. Ki emal atzmenu. Ki mitzido lo yibatzer. Hashem wants to give back to b'yis HaMikdash. But we haven't fixed anything. And we still in the Chet HaLashon, that's the first page of Chafetz Chaim. He talks about Sinas Chinam, which leads to Lashon Hara. Okay, so why is it even worse? So either because Sinas Chinam is worse than the big three, or it's equal, but it's just, we don't do tshuva. We didn't do tshuva on it. Amar Belazar, another pshat, HaRishonim Nizgala Avonam Nizgala Kitzam. Belazar says, the earlier ones, their sin was public, so their Kates was public, and it was not as bad, so to speak. It was all in public. Hashniim, skip, add a word, alone is gala avon, and alone is gala kitsa. What do you mean? It was all in private. What does that mean? Explain the mefarshim here, based on that Gemara and Baba Kama and the Babli Dafayin test, the difference between Gnev and Zela, right? By the first base of Mikdash, everybody was just doing Averis, and there were no Tocho Kabaram, and everything, their inside, their outside, was all wicked. The second base of Mikdash, they were Talmidei Chachamim and Torah, and it was all a fake, right? So it's worse when you have the, in a certain sense, like a Ganav is worse than a Goslem, the Gemara says, because a Goslem doesn't care about anybody. He's a thief steals in public, a robber. But, a Ganav, he cares more about people than about God, right? And that's why it's worse. That's why he's the one that pays Kefelen and Dalai Vahey. So that's similar here. Lonis Galavonim, that's what makes it worse. The Meromi Sada, the Nitziv on this Gemara in Yuma, the Nitziv says maybe it's even deeper. It's not just, oh, they were hiding their sin and therefore, it was worse. They didn't even recognize that it was a sin. They thought they were doing mitzvahs, right? They thought that, again, Rachmana Litzlana, we have not fixed this sin, yet. The Be'emes, he says, there was Shvichas Damim in Bayesheni too. Ella, it wasn't Shvichas Damim b'machsheves Isser. Ella rak b'machsheves Mitzvah. They thought that they were doing a mitzvah by killing each other. Hainu, Shechashvu ze'ezel et stuki v'apikoris. Umasser shal pidin moridin osan. Oh, He doesn't agree with me, I'm going to call him an apikaris. And he's chayim misa. Umagaram lachshov hachi rak misibas hasinas chinam. The sinas chinam caused them to look at other people in different ways, and that led to terrible things, right? And that's what it means, that it was hidden, lo nizgale, it wasn't even consciously, because they were so mushka in the sinas chinam, that they convinced themselves that everyone else who doesn't agree with them are deserving. And that's what he says, right? This line comes up there in the Bavli too. Nizgal avonim nir lefarish she yad b'mayv shachatu machmas rishus v'yalkin kasher higia on sham. So that's why when they got punished, they realized and they ended up doing tshuva. Mashenki b'bayisheni lo nizgal avonim shelo yadu machatasam shere be'emes hayu yirei Hashem va'oskin batara elo shelo kivnu la'emes u'mishem hachi lo nizgal kitzav shere dayin senaschinam gavar ba'aretz. So many different elements of this. That's the Nitziv in Yuma and Dav Tes. And remember the Gemara Nedarim in the Bavli Daf Pei Aleph that they were very learned. Why would the Chorban happen? Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Shlo Berchu. Right. What does that mean? So we'll see later on if there's time to go into that again. But again, that relates. They learned, but they weren't Mevarech. Whatever that symbolizes. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? Shalu as Rabbi Eliezer, Doris HaAchronim, Ksher Min HaRishonim. Right? The Doris HaAchronim were, how do you compare the later generations to the earlier generations? Right? Were the later generations more kosher than the earlier? Right? Niskatnu Adoros, or maybe specifically the Dor of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Dor of Churban Bayis Sheni. Amar Lahan, Eidechem. Well, you have a witness. Beis HaBechiri Yochiach. The Beis HaMikdash is the proof. Takes the first one came back after 70 years, so we must be worse. Avosenu ha'aviru as hatikra, and in the first Beis Hamikdash, the sin of our forefathers, Avosenu, the sin of our forefathers, removed the roof. What does that mean? The Gemara seems to say here that the Babylonians, Babel, didn't destroy, raise it, but they broke it. They removed the roof. Vayigal, they revealed as Mesach Yehuda, which is understood as the roof and the schach. Aval anu. But Babei Sheni, and look at the Lashon, Anu, right, that's the Lashon that's said by Rabbi Eliezer, Piapanu es Aksalam, we destroyed the walls, meaning everything was destroyed. Ha'omrim aru aru adi sodba, right, it was totally raised. And based on that, the fact that, this Tana just included himself by saying Anu, Amru called Darsh, you know, Nivne, Biyamav, Ma'alin Alav, Kiluhu Echrivo. Right, any generation that doesn't get the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if it was destroyed in their day. Again, there's so much to talk about here. Again, taking achrayus of the sin and not saying, oh, they, but again, if we don't have it back, then we haven't fixed the sin yet. And we still need, have work to do to help bring the Geula. There are other, sources that talk about the total destruction of Bayis Rishon. So some say maybe the first stage they didn't destroy it, and then over time it crumbled. Trying to put together all of these sources. Okay. Back to our topic of this parak, right? Maskinin lo, back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Maskinin lo kohen achar tachtav shem yarbo psul. We have a kohen gadol waiting in the wings, just in case the kohen gadol, that is, the real kohen gadol right now, gets tameh or pasul or something, so we have somebody else to take over. Ma miyachtin leimei. Do you put them together? Are they roommates? Right? Kohen Gadol on deck and the real Kohen Gadol, do they share a room? So says the Gemara, of course not. Amrav Chagai, Moshe, change the Gersa. Moshe is a Lashon of Shvua. Comes up sometimes. Moshe, Demiachtim Leime, no way, why? Dukatale. Maybe there's going to be such jealousy between them that one will end up killing the other one. So to think about this, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but maybe during Bayis Sheni. Remember during Bayis Sheni, there was a lot of difficult situations. So once we're on the topic of this backup, the pasuk says by the karban, the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, it says biyom hi mashach oso, on the day that he brings echad moshkin ve'ein moshkin b'shnayim. You never anoint two Kohen Gadols. Right, there's only one Kohen Gadol. The one waiting in the wings just in case something happens is not anointed beforehand. And if he works on Kohen Gadol, he's not anointed on Yom Kippur. As a backup, he is not anointed, right? You never Moshech too. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bipnei Eva. Why? Because of Eva. Because of, it's gonna cause friction, right? All of a sudden, if this Kohen Gadol, that's the main Kohen Gadol, knows that there's a second one that's been anointed, it's not good for, they're getting along with each other, so to speak, right? And that's also part of the reason of a Mafrishin, right? That he doesn't need, we said earlier, that the backup does not need 7 days of separation, right? Because so what happens if, as we know, that the Kohen Gadol something happened and then the other one came instead? So what happens? The first one that we know comes back to his job. What about the one that took over? So he's stuck, right? He can't go back to being a Kohen Hedyot because the Bavli says, Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. But he can't be the Kohen Gadol because of Eva. Because there's only one Kohen Gadol. So Harishon called Glusha's Kuna Alav. Right? The Rishon goes back and he's the Kohen Gadol. Hasheni Eino Kasha Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedyot. But the Sheni is stuck, as we just described, which is explicated in the Bavli for the reasons. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avar Va'avad. But you see, the Kohen Gadol, the second one can't be the Kohen Gadol anymore because of Eva. But that sounds like a Durabanan. Me'ikar Adin, but Mahus, he is a Kohen Gadol on that level. But because of Eva, he doesn't do the Avoda. What if he did the Avoda? What if he did the Avoda? Right? Avar, Va'avar Avodaso, Kshera. The Avoda would be Kasher. Right? Because technically he is a Kohen Gadol, but he just, doesn't do the Avoda because of Eva. See, on the Karban Eda. Avar, Va'avar, Hasheni, Bishmona Begadim. If he put on the Bishmona Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, Avodaso, Kshera. The Kohen Gadol who, Elad to Asru Chachamim, Mishem Eva. The Chachamim just answered it. Avol Barba, if he only does the four, then it's possible. Lukuliyama, because he's Mechus Begada. Okay. Avodaso Mishel Mi. Avodaso Mishel Mi. Meaning, if the, Kohen Gadol, the saint, if there was a psalm, the Kohen Gadol, and now the second one's taken over, so he has to bring the special karbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur. So usually, the specific karbanos, the par and the ayil, they're paid for by the Kohen Gadol himself. Who pays for these? If the backup Kohen Gadol is doing the Avoda, does he pay for them? Or does it come from the funds of the real Kohen Gadol? Because after all, does it go by who's doing the Avoda? Or by who's going to go back to be the real, you know, Kohen Gadol? So, Avodaso Mishel Mi. So, Nishmina Menadab. You see it from the following story. Ma'aseh ben Elaim or Elais mitziporin shir akari the Kohen Gadol ben Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol, right, became tummy on Yom Kippur. V'nichnas ben Elaim v'shimish tahtav v'gunu gadola. And he went and did the avoda, the backup. Ukshiyatza, and when he came out, Omar lemelech, he said to the king, it sounds like from this story that the king had a vote, a strong vote in determining who was the Kohen Gadol. So he went to the king to ask the king, well, it must not have been paid for yet. Now they got a, it was on credit. So who pays for these animals? So he says, Adoni HaMelech, par ve'ayol, it should be, shel Yom HaKippurim, Mishel Lien Kraven or Mishel Kohen Gadol. Who's paying for this? Me or the other Kohen Gadol? And he was trying to express to the king that, you know, I'm the guy. He was implying that, you know, he should really, the Yada HaMelech Maho Yesha'olo. The king realized what he was asking. He was asking to be upgraded. He was asking to be, you know what, I should be the Kohen Gadol. Omar lo, ben Elaim. He says, ben Elaim. Skip the next word. Lo dayecha. Not enough. Sheshimashta sha'achaz of nimisha omar v'haya olam. Right? You got to do the avoda, this Yom Kippur. Why don't you just appreciate that and stop looking for more? The yada ben Elaim shahusa mikun gadola. Ben Elaim realized he's not getting it. He has been removed. He has been removed from the, kahuna gadola. Maybe some of Farshim say that he's been removed from even being a Kohen, you know, a Kohen Hedyot, right? Maybe he's not even a Kohen Gadol at all, because the Melech has that power to demote him, right? Because, remember we mentioned the thought of the Azayim LaTorah, why he has to bring, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a, Minchas Chavitin every single day, even though every other Kohen only has to bring it on the day, because he has to realize that every day is a gift, because, right, it's not like the king that there's a promise. A king is Kohen Gadol is appointed, right? So here he could have been unappointed in this case. Period. Stop there for a minute. So some of you might be thinking of the problem, and that is the Kohen Gadol had carry on Yom Kippur. Isn't that one of the 10 miracles in Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak? The Kohen Gadol never saw carry on Yom Kippur. So how did this happen? Right, that's Parakei in Pirkei Avos. Right, well, Parakei, hey, Asara Nisim, depending on the version of the, Asara Nisim, Zion. Now that was in the base of Migdash. What's the first one of them? V'lo ira keri lo kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. So how could he say? And this story is also quoted in the Bavli. So it says the Tosfos HaRosh there in Yuma on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Tosfos HaRosh has two answers. Either carry here just means like mikra. It doesn't mean carry, like Baal carry. It means something happened and he became Tameh. Maybe it's a Sheretz or something. Or Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni. Why? Maybe those miracles only occurred in Bayis Rishon. But Bayis Sheni, those miracles did not occur. That's the Tosfos HaRosh. Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph. He quotes Okay. One time, Shimon ben Kimchis, who was the Kohen Gadol, went to talk to the king on Erev Yom Kippur. The king must have been a non-Jewish king who has the status of a Zav. And what happens? And all of a sudden, sometimes when people talk, some saliva goes out of their mouth when they talk. So the king's saliva went onto the begadim of Shimon ben Kimchis on the Erev Yom Kippur. And he has the status of Azav, Vitimto, and therefore he became Tameh. The Rishonim wonder there in Yuma and in Chagiga, how do you become Tameh? Even if you want to say that the liquid of Azav, it went on his beged. So his beged becomes a Rishon. So how did the Kohen Gadol become Tameh? A person only becomes Tameh from an Av, not from a Rishon. Maybe it went directly on him. Different pshatim, exactly how this worked. So anyway, v'nichas yudachiv. So his brother became the Kohen Gadol for that day. V'shimesh tachla beguna gadola. V'raz iman shnei b'nei ha-kohen gadolam b'yom echad. So this mother saw two of her sons be the Kohen Gadol on the same day. And not only that, shiva banam ha'yilo l'kimchis. Remember the story from Yuma also in the Bavli. Kimchis had seven sons, v'kulan shimshu beguna gadol. They all served as the Kohen Gadol, which is a bracha, but you might say, like, what happened to all of them? Did they, like, die young? Did they all become tamei? But I guess she looked at it as a positive. What chus do you have? What mitzvahs are you makbid about? Amr lahen, yavo alai, meaning curses should be upon me. Imro karas basi saras roshi. The walls of my house never saw my hair. Right? This is one of the sources for covering a married woman covering one's hair. And there's Isha Kimchis, that even when she's alone, this is a chumra, again, not me'ikr hadin. The imris chaluki miyamai, or the walls of my house never saw the hem of my shirt, meaning even when she got undressed, she covered herself. So she was very tsanua. Amrin called kimcha kemach, the kimcha the kimchis solis. All flour is kemach, but the flour of kimchis, or the, just playing on her words, is fine flour. At the kimchis. Okay. The karen Allah, and they called about her, called kavuda basmelach penima, mimishpitz ozav levusha. Her covet is being tsanua, even more than the mishpitz ozav, which is a reference to the Kohen Gadol. Period. Okay, once we're on the topic of the Kohen Gadol, so we talk a little bit about the Mashuach Milchama. This was another type of Kohen Gadol that gave the pep talk before the Jews went out to war. So Yachol, you might think that the Mashuach Melchama has to bring that daily carbon of the Kohen Gadol, Tamalomar, Tachtav, Mibanav. And again, we take it out of the Pshuto Shel Pasik. So we say, Tachtav, Mibanav, we darshan. Es Shebino, Omei, Tachtav, Mevi, Aser, Soefa. Only one whose son, who yarshins his position to his son, brings Aser, Soefa, Yatsam, Mashuach Melchama, Shebino, Omei, Tachtav. The Kohen Gadol's position, the Rambam writes this, goes to the son if the son is Roi. And it goes to the grandson if the grandson is Roi. But that's only the Kohen Gadol Oved, but not the Mashuach Melchama. Mashuach Melchama does not go to the son. Umi nayin shel Mashuach Melchama shein b'no omei tachtav. How do you know that? Tamaloma shivas yamim yobasham ha-kohen tachtav mi-banav asher yavo elo omoed. Eshu ba elo omoed. L'shar is ba-kodesh b'no omei tachtav. He who comes to the omoed and does the avoda, that goes to the son. Yatzam Mashuach Melchama shein b'no omoed l'shar is ba-kodesh. Right, the Mashuach Melchama's job is not in the base of Mikdash. Right, it's on the battlefield. It's out giving the pep talks. So therefore, that's the remez or the lima that it doesn't go to the son. Uminayin shehu mismana lios kohen gadol. And how do you know that a Mashuach Melchama has the opportunity to maybe turn into the real kohen gadol one day? Maybe once he's, you know, Mashuach Melchama, then he's already labeled as a junior partner who can never be promoted. So no, v'shenemar, because it's alluded to by Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar nagid haya aleihem, or the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. He was the nagid, who was the ultimate leader, which is a reference to the Kohen Gadol. Lefanim, earlier Hashem imo, earlier Hashem had been with him. That's a remez to the battlefield. So now he's a nagid, but earlier Hashem was with him. Reb Yossi, Kadavi Boi Mikantaro, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, when Reb Yossi wanted a gun, this is Reb Yossi, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, Haviyar Malay, who used to say this pasuk, Lefanimimo, Hashem used to be with him, Lefanimimo. Why? Because it's reference to Pinchas, Lefanimimo, be made Zimri, Micha, in the early story, when Zimri did his thing in Parshas Pinchas, at the end of Balak, Pinchas stood up for the Chil Hashem, he protested, but later on, it's here for Yeshua, maybe he didn't protest as strong as he should have, so therefore, you know, beforehand, Hashem was with him. I guess he was saying to his son, you know, Hashem used to be with you, Hashem, you know, start behaving, Hashem doesn't leave you. How do I know that the Mashiach Melchama, if he wants to ask questions from the Urim Tumim, he has to put on all the big day kahuna. So, machlokes within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, who bigdei HaKodesh asher la'aron yu lebanav acharav. Matam alomar acharav, elo legdula shel acharav. That word acharav means the one after the Kohen Gadol, the one secondary to the Kohen Gadol. Which means, he wears these begadim, even the second in command, meaning the Mashiach Melchama. Umanayin shehu oved b'shmona. How do I know that he is oved b'shmona? What is oved b'shmona? That he would do the avod in the base of English with Shmona Begadim, because he has the Kohen Gadol status for that. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan u'bigdei HaKodesh asher la'aron. Matam alomar acharav l'kedusha shel acharav. The same thing. But Rabbi Yochanan had two maimers. Either he taught that Nish'al, when the Mashiach Melchama asks questions from the Urim and Tumim, he has to wear all eight. Or if he ever chooses to do the avoda, he wears all eight. So Amar le Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Imcha Hayisi, I was with you when Rabbi Yochanan gave Shir. Lo Amar Oved El Nishal. No, only the first version is correct. The Nishal, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when he's Nishal for the Urim V'Tumim, that's when he has to wear all eight, right? But not Oved. Ubame Oved, switch that word. So what does he do the avodah in, if the Moshe Bachama would choose to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, we will have to see a b'raisa. Let's just read the b'raisa and then we'll explain it. Aisir avoshia masisa debar kapara min jeroma v'tana. V'chachamim omrim eina oved lo b'shmona shakoen gado v'lo ba'ar b'shakoen hedya. He doesn't do the avodah. Doesn't do the avodah either in the eight or in the four. Why? Amar Rabbi Ba b'din hayu she'ya oved ba'ar ba. He should do four because he doesn't have the status of the Kohen Gadol. V'lam eina oved Shlo Yu Omrim Reino Kohen Gadol Pa'amim Oved Barbo Pa'amim Bishmona. Really, he should do four because he doesn't have the status. But then people might see him as a Kohen Gadol outside, and then a Kohen Hedyot inside. Might be confusing for people. We'll have to get back to that line, Beit Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.